Broadcasting live, it's Delta Pan Four. Grab yourself some snacks and a frosty beverage and get ready to cheer the Panthers on to victory. And now, here's the voice of the Delta Panthers, Mark Cantor.
Welcome to Panthers Stadium in Delta. I'm Mark Cantor, along with Vaughn Mitchell. And Vaughn, Delta's got a lot to play for tonight, a league title, an undefeated regular season, and hopefully the 2 seed in the 2A state playoffs.
Absolutely. It's Friday Night Lights, a beautiful fall night here. We got senior night walking through the line right now. We got Jose Olivas. Looks like... Well, I'm not sure who do we have right there, but Jose Olivas,
they have already gone, and Connor Solstice.
Okay.
And a bunch more. So
yeah, working through the line. So it's a great night, Mark. And look, like you say, undefeated regular season on the hook here for the Panthers.
It'll be the first time in Coach Ben Johnson's career here in Delta he's had one of those. So he's not going to tell you, but I think he really wants it.
I'm not sure how many we've ever had here at Delta.
Yeah, so
you might have to go back to the 1960 state champion team right there with Doyle Ashley and Ralph Mangum and company.
So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the chat I had with defensive coordinator Jesse Kendig earlier this week. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Just like your guest. That's right. Good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&S Creations, our main name, Delta, is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi mix and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&S Creations on Main. A&S Creations on Main, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&S Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, Gillette, Craftsman, Steel, Soil, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, woods, and door styles to satisfy any design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
Got a dream about the winner of this week. I'm talking to defensive coordinator Jesse Kendig. He says I think the defense was a huge part of Delta's success this season. So let's start by talking about last week's win at Bayfield. It was our biggest point differential of the season. I mean, obviously the offense was able to score, but a big part of it was the dominance of the defense.
Yeah, our kids, they work hard every week. So we have a game plan. They execute it. They do exactly what they're supposed to do. I feel this group is very disciplined. That's what makes us pretty special. We put a plan in place. They trust that plan. They stay true to it. They're very coachable young men, and hat off to them. We haven't had that every year, and this year has been extraordinarily well.
So he really doesn't play on defense ever because he's starting quarterback, but what did it mean to have Ty back on the field last week?
It just changes everyone's demeanor. You know, Landon did a fantastic job, not to take away from him, but those days when he suited up for the first time, whether it was two Thursdays ago, just the demeanor, you know, you got your starting quarterback back, they love what he does. They know how much more dynamic we can be. It changed everything. So if anything, we went to Bayfield, they were a little more goofy than they normally are, good and bad, you know, but just to have that presence back in the locker room is a game changer. You know, the defense has only allowed 40 points all season long. Tell me a little bit about the approach you take defensively and how you prepare for different offenses each week.
Yeah, I came from a college that was completely spread, and so I've learned. I've been here, I believe this is my eighth or ninth year. I've learned a ton from Coach Johnson, even when Coach Witt was here. The unique piece about high school is every week's different. You know, one week we're playing Palisades, the next week we're playing a spread offense. So the nice part about that is the kids, we have a defense that's been in place for years, and, you know, I've just brought my little piece to the table. I've added my little touch, and the kids love it. What we really try to do is just eliminate biggest threats. Well, you know, we take that, who's the guy they're trying to get the ball to the most, that's our biggest issue, make them beat us with the things they don't do so well, and so far it's panned out really well. And I've got great D-linemen, I've got a secondary that is really smart. They've worked together now for 2 years. They're only going to get better. So, yeah.
Let's move on to this week's matchup against Cortez. Historically, we haven't had much of a problem with the Panthers, but the record would indicate that they're a little bit more improved of a team this year. You know, looking at their schedule, I don't know if they've actually been tested a whole lot. You had mentioned in preparation taking away their biggest threat. What do you see as their biggest threat? How do you see us matching up with them?
They've got a great running back, number six. Like, I don't remember his name off the top of my head. And a great receiver, number one. We have to find a way to corral both those individuals. They're much improved. You know, I've had an opportunity to play them most of the time that I've been here, and we've seen lots of different looks for them. They run a lot of different formations. So defensively, we've had our hands full trying to make sure we know where 1 and 6 are at all times on the field, what they're doing with 1 and 6. They don't have a ton of tendencies based off formation, which a lot of offenses usually do, so that's been a really tricky piece this week of trying to cover all of our bases so that they know what's coming. So, basically, long story short, we got to keep everything in front of us. We got to make them drive the steal and make them run 80 yards to do those little chunk plays rather than big plays. So
3 years ago, Delta made an appearance in the 2A state title game. That year, they had a pretty dominant year defensively, but this defense has allowed fewer points than they did, and you're on the verge of an undefeated regular season, which that team wasn't able to do either. How good is this defense, and do you believe that this team can win a state championship?
I believe this defense is very special. I think we've got a unique mix between size and speed. You know, every person has brought something else to the table. There's not, you know, some defenses in the past, I think, you know, sometimes you can say, hey, we're playing with 9. We're covering up this guy or whatever. I mean, we 11 dudes work hard. So I believe this defense is special. I wouldn't say it's more special than that year we went, because we can have that conversation maybe when we get there, hopefully when we get there. I absolutely believe we can go to the state championship. That's, you know, you don't necessarily expect that to the kids every single play or every single week, but I feel like if you're not walking into that office in June or July to not go, what are you doing? So we absolutely have that intention of being there. And we just got to take it 1 week at a time.
We got to add the cliche in there. No, but I get it. And obviously, you know, the ultimate goal is to win that state championship, but you're not going to get to that point if you don't win each week. So I totally understand that. And, you know, you talk about how special this defense is, and it just seems, you know, we have each week the certain players, you know, are stepping up every week, like Connor, and, you know, Tyron Hewitt steps up quite a bit, and Sanders, Clay has stepped up. But, you know, just as each week, in addition to those players, other players, individual players step up as well. Like, Connor Spurth, I struggle with him all the time. You know, I know Alex Ward had a great game several weeks ago. You know, Landon has good games. You know, it just seems like the contributing parts of this defense, you know, the sum of the parts are bigger than the whole.
Yes. Yes, we take another cliche for you, but we, if everyone's not doing their, if we don't run very much man coverage, we don't do a lot of those kinds of things. So it does. It takes 11 guys doing their jobs, and we coach them hard. And sometimes they're feeling better hurt. They think they're doing a great job, but they're not. But what ultimately everybody wants is to win. And what everybody wants to do is do their part. And so I think what you see is a great, you know, two really smart safeties like Landon and Ward working together, breaking all balls. Colin Workman is our workhorse. You know, he does all the little things. He does, you'll find him inside. You'll find him outside. You'll find him in space. You'll find him everywhere. Those two inside linebackers are fast. They run. They're kind of the brains of the defense for us. And then Connor Sosa, Tucker Johnson, you know, not always getting all the love that they deserve, but they allow everything to go outside so that all those other kids can make all those tackles and get that glory. So as a defensive coordinator, those Hogs inside are obviously my favorite. Sure. But I just think it's such unselfish business. So, yeah.
Well, you know, I really said, you know, I was a defensive lineman and offensive lineman. And, you know, everything just kind of revolves around the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
And if you've got a good – if you've got good line, then everybody else is going to look good, too.
Yeah. And Tucker, and we've had Carstens, we've had Xavier, we've had Easton Bear, we've got a great – you talk about depth. We've got lots of depth. We've pulled up a couple of sophomores at times. They haven't got a lot of playing time, but everyone's ready to go because you got to keep those guys fresh. And we know, just like the offense, the defense starts with those big guys up front, and they allow us to do whatever we want to do in the back half. This is special. It makes my job really easy.
So, sounds like a fun job to have. Jesse, I appreciate your time, and good luck on Friday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
The Delta County Spirit is your family's local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story idea by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all local news reports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Delta County Informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include things at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Welcome to Panthers Stadium. Mark Canner along with Vaughn Mitchell. And we'll get starters real quick. We'll get you the defensive starters. As Cortez won the toss and had deferred. So Delta will be on defense first. It's going to be at defensive end, at number 51, Tucker Johnson. The nose guard will be number 58, Xavier Martinez. But the other defensive end, number 81, Easton Baird. Linebackers, number 10, Clay Sandridge. Number 44, Talon Hewlett. Number 4, Connor Workman. And number 5, Esai Carrillo. And then the defensive backfield, number 9, Ryland Bynum. Number 17, Gavin Brewer. Number 2, Landon Clay. And number 11, Alex Ward. So that's wearing their black uniforms with the green trim, the green helmets. The Cortez Panthers wearing their white uniforms with the yellow numbers, and I think that's black helmets.
I'd go with black. I'd kick him a little orange right there, Montezuma Cortez.
It makes sense that it's orange. It looks yellow to me in the light, but orange sounds
it's
bright.
Deceptive. It's a deceptive color.
It is.
Poochy.
Yeah, and it's going to go out of bounds. And Delta will have it at the 35-yard line. Temperature kickoff 46 degrees. It's only 46, I might add.
It feels nice out.
It is a beautiful night for football. Kickoff was brought to you by Taco Time. And we'll see what Cortez can do here. The quarterback is Ty Blackmer. Blackmer has 13 passing touchdowns on the year. They have a running back named Trey Wheat, that's the number 6 that Coach Kinder was talking about, averages 104.6 yards a game, has 5 touchdowns on the year. And a little confusing on my part. I guess Delta will start on offense. I'm not sure why I was thinking they'd start on defense, because that's what I'm used to, I guess. Trips left to the give. Going to be the workman who breaks it outside. He's got to run out there.
Oh, man. Connor off to the races. Look, man, I had him in third hour today. I don't think the kid could wait to get here tonight. Rambled for about 25.
Starting lineup are on the offensive side for Delta. Offensive line, number 54, Rip Lockhart, number 60, Caleb Richmond, number 58, Xavier Martinez, number 59, Sean Wyatt, number 51, Tucker Johnson, the tight end, number 10, Clay Standridge. Your wide receivers are going to be number 17, Gavin Brewer, number 15, Damian Gallegos. The H-back, Connor Woodman, your running back, Eastside Carrillo, and quarterback, Ty Reed. Sounds like we might be having some technical difficulties. We'll see if we can get that taken care of. And
Eastside Carrillo bouncing it outside. He may mark.
But a big thing for Eastside. That's a big game for Delta to start out. Football game.
How about 55 yards rushing on two carries? That got stacked up in the middle there, and Eastside bounces it out like Earl Campbell. My goodness.
So Delta to the line, the lineup trips right. Pass to the left up. Reed, that is Carrillo, and he'll take it on the left side for a short game.
Only about two that time. That's the kind of game plan right there. Check that out. You establish the run. That's going to make the clock just tick away. Get these guys an opportunity to have an undefeated regular season.
So Delta to the line again. Trips right. Back to the left of Reed. Reed out of the John snap. Pass is complete to Sandridge at the goal line. He'll be just shy. And as a Modern Appliance Company first down at the Cortez 1.
Nice try. If you had these scripted right here, I mean, we're basically 3 out of 4 on the plays. First 4 plays, just marching this thing down the field, 64 yards on the doorstep right now.
And it's going to be a give.
And
up the middle. Actually, it's a quarterback keeper. And was that Ty or was that
Landon? Yeah, he's a little bit slow, but that's it. Landon with a 1-yard carry, and it's a touchdown. Think about that, Mark. You got an opportunity now with Landon, with all this experience at quarterback. You got 2 experienced kids. Landon's a gamer, an absolute competitor, but you could set him out there and put him in a little wildcat. That's 7-0 against the DreamWorks phone out here tonight, man.
Yep. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta House, and you'll know the reasons why you
welcome back. Trying to deal with some technical difficulties, and we'll see if we've got this figured out. Now, as Delta scores on a 1-yard keeper by Clay to make the score 7-0, 10:31 left in the first quarter.
65 yards in 5 plays, less than a minute and a half. Time of possession, Delta's already up 7-0.
Olivas puts the boot to it. It's a short kick. It's going to bounce at the 20, and almost by the returner, he picks it up and breaks one tackle, breaks to the outside. I think he stepped out of bounds there. Referee didn't call it. He's going to come back across the field. He's got an escort. He is going to try to outrun the last person there, and he cannot.
About a 65-yard return right there. Landon Clay takes his legs out at the 14-yard line. I agree with you, Mark. I think he stepped out down on this end around the 25. They had Olivas on straight on kickoff right there, and he kind of pooched it up high. Went out left. That was some run. This kid's got some balance and some quickness.
So I think that was the running back Wheat back there returning that kick.
Got some talent, Kay Wheat.
So we'll see what the Cortez Panthers have as they come to the line. They'll line up two to the right, one to the left. Blackmore all by himself in the gun. Pass is complete on the right side to number 7, Caden Cody. Looks like he's going to gain about 5 on the play.
Brewer out there on the stop. He really tried to cut and just ended up going down. So Brewer gets the tackle. Scrappy. Delta hasn't seen somebody answer like that for weeks.
Cortez goes into this game 6-2. As I mentioned in the interview, I'm not sure they've actually been tested, but so far, bringing it right to Delta. Handoff up the middle goes to Wheat. He's stacked up after a gain of 4 and forced back.
Handoff up the middle, number 5.
Got about 3rd and 2. Looks like they're about at the 8-yard line here, Mark. 3rd and 2. Yes, we haven't seen a kickoff return like that against us for a while, right there.
Well, and what happened is they tried to bottle him up here on the sideline, and he got free, and there was nobody else as he cut to the far side of the field.
That was about a 65-yard run back, but he actually ran about 110 yards.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get a motion call here.
So we'll wait and see. It's an illegal substitution for Cortez. I wonder if they broke the huddle with too many men. I don't know, but I didn't see where...
I don't know. Jace wants to study the rule book this last week. He threw out a new one, so you're looking at 3rd and about 7 now, Mark.
So Delta kind of catching a break there.
They really
hurt
down here, Panther fans. Let
them hear it. The ball on the Delta 12, 8:30 left in the first. I formation. It's going to be a give to Leeds, and there's a tackle in the backfield by Workman.
Connor Workman with just a slap down coming off the end. He's playing a position, I believe they call it Tiger. Off the end there, so he's going to get to do a lot of rushing, and I'd look for him in the run game a lot tonight, keeping him close to the line of scrimmage.
So Cortez will set up a field goal.
30-yarder, Mark. Let's see if they got the range.
It's a good snap. The kick is up, and it is...
It's been left.
Left.
Wide left.
So Delta will take over on downs. With 7:45 left in the first quarter, a big defensive stand for Delta to start out this football game.
I thought Coach Ken did give that a couple fish shakes. He likes that defense to remain unscored upon here in this game and certainly any game. So, and they have the only 3 teams have even scored on them this year. So,
as I've mentioned, only 40 points scored against Delta all season long. So a very stout defense.
And most of those were by Palisade.
Correct. Trips left, back to the left of Reed. There's the snap. Reed's going to keep it. Takes it straight up the middle. And that will be a gain of 7. It'll be 2nd and 3.
Nice to see Tyreed back healthy. Feeling good.
You know, and I'll be honest, I think that is the first running play he has had since coming back from injury. He didn't run at all last week. Passed quite a bit. Had 118 yards passing. Two big touchdown throws to Rylan Bynum. Rylan had a big game.
Nice.
Tips right. one to the right, or the back to the right of Ty. The back's going to get it. I believe that's going to bounce it. He bounces it outside, up the sideline, and he'll be tackled from behind by number five, Ryder Higgins. But it's another big run for Eastside.
Eastside, three carries for 60 yards. He's got those knees pumping. Looking like Barry Sanders out in the flat there. Nice. Except Barry wore number 20. And he might have been shorter than Eastside. I'm not sure.
So it'll be a Modern Appliance Company first down on the Cortez 45-yard line. Trips to the right, back to the left of Reed. That's going to be Workman. Takes it to the right side, a little stutter step, breaks the tackle, looking for more riders, makes another tackle. Getting back to the field. Is there a flag back there? I think there is.
I think they're going to get us for holding with a wide receiver. I think Connor wanted to take them all on. Connor looks like the guy that wants to fight. Like he'd rather punch somebody while he's carrying the football. He was looking for Cortez Panthers right there, man.
Oh. Let's just hope he doesn't do that.
Yeah.
He was out there looking for somebody to hit.
Well, I think if you have the ball, like my dad used to say, most things are legal. I think they got a wide out. I don't know who it was out there on the right side, but got a wide out for a hold.
Whoopsie.
Which truthfully did not impact the play. Mark Connor was getting out on his own.
It didn't, and actually Delta's going to gain a yard out of that play.
Yeah. Connor's got 36 yards rushing and two carries, so they definitely have established the run.
One by one, back to the right. Reed pitches outside. That is Torino, I think.
Yep.
And looks like it broke down a little bit in front of Reed. Pitched it at the last second and able to get another big gain on the ground.
Another 20 for Eastside. Check this out. 80 yards in four carries. That's an average of 20 per.
Here's the point. The key impact on the success of our program.
Bynum and Angel Romero into the game for Delta. One of them has the play.
Delta Building 10. Whiskey and Western Slope. Thank you for your support.
Delta comes to the line. It's going to be one by one. I think Clay is a wing on that right side, and it's going to be a give up the middle to Carrillo. It'll be a gain of one, make it two, second and eight. You know, Delta had a new formation last week, Vaughn, a double tight stack receiver set. It was a four wide set. They stacked all four receivers, or two receivers on each side of the line. And I'm curious if we're going to see that again here tonight. They ran some misdirection out of that, as well as some other running plays, as the back, who is to the left of Reed, shifts out, leaves him vulnerable, but it's a pass over the middle of the standard touchdown. Clay's wide open at the five and could walk into the end zone.
Claymore Sandridge with a 20-yard touchdown reception. Tyree was 2 for 2 and through the air for 30 yards. Man, everything is going right so far. This is it. This is how you want to script it. If this is tonight for an undefeated regular season, for the number 2 seed heading into the playoffs, and for an undefeated league title, then I'd say this is the way to start. Jose punching it home. That's 14-0. 5 minutes left in the second quarter, my friend.
We will take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine and Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your projects done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS-certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder coating, stain glassing, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Tanner, Vaughn Mitchell, back with you. And Delta quickly up 14-0 with 5:04 left in the first quarter of play. It was a pass over the middle to Clay Sandridge that put the ball in the end zone.
Beauty right down the seam. Jose's going straight on. A little squibber kick again. They really don't want that thing to get over to Tay. He walked out of bounds with it. My goodness.
Yeah, one of the up men fielded it.
And just stepped out of bounds.
Yep.
Cortez is going to have it about the 25-yard line.
Number 24, Kobe Thompson, with the one picking the ball up. And I'm sure head coach Ivan Mack not exactly pleased about that, but because he had a little bit of room to work with over there.
Yeah, I don't think that's quite what he had in mind, but you can tell that's definitely part of Delta's strategy tonight. Jose's kind of pooching him down there. And
yeah,
he can punch it, but they don't want the ball. And we can.
Late substitution for Cortez as they'll line up, looks like five wide, four on the left, one on the right.
Big spread set.
Blackmer by himself in the gun, takes the snaps a little high, brings it down. They were looking for a pass to the receiver in the flat. It was intended for Cody again. And incomplete off of his hand, Blackmer just zipped a bullet out to him. So it'll be second and 10 for Cortez. They've got a tight stat trips to the right, one wide to the left. The back will be to the right of Blackmer now. Blackmer takes the snap, looking. 5-7 stepped up, now in trouble, scrambles, passes back to Rick, right under the hands of Khalil. And Delta's defense coming up again. Blackmer had no business throwing that ball. He scrambled to his right, back across his body, kind of one of those, wobbling duck type throws, and it went right into the hands of Esai.
With all due respect, that reminded me of a couple passes Russell Wilson threw 2 weeks ago. And like you say, he had no business throwing that one. Esai, nice pick, but I'll tell you what, I watched Connor Workman, that entire play right there. He dropped back into coverage, kind of a zone look, and as soon as the quarterback flushed, Connor was on him and kind of forced that decision.
Modern Appliance Company first down for the Panthers. Another late defensive substitution for Cortez. Delta will line up 2x2.
Look at this spread set from the Panthers.
Reed will keep it. A little Reed option there. Late flag from the backfield there. Got to be a hold against Delta.
Yeah, Jason got us for the hold right there.
So it'll Delta's going to lose some there. You know, and people say, you know, there's holding on every play, and to an extent they're right, because what the lineman will do, will go grab the inside of those shoulder pads and hang on. But it's when that defensive lineman or that linebacker, whoever you're blocking, is trying to get away, you have to release. If you keep holding on and keep pulling and tugging, that's when they start to, and your arms get extended, that's when they make that call.
I was intrigued by the huge spread set from the Panthers right there. We had two wideouts clear over here by the sideline. Big spread set. I think coach is kind of honing up the playbook, getting ready for the postseason here.
So it'll be first and 20 from the Delta. It's going to be 26-yard line, I believe. There's the snap. Reed rolls to his right. That one's nearly picked off by Cortez. So I thought that was that tight 2x2 there that Delta ran out of last week. They ran a pass out of it, and Reed was under pressure fairly quickly and had to get rid of it.
There was some risk right there, Mark. That could have been a pick six.
Indeed.
Yeah, taking their time. We got second and 20. 4:19 left in the first. Delta's already up 14-0. We're on the 26-yard line. That's your East Side pick.
Children High School would like to thank the following booster sponsors: Hardmark Realty, Bank of Colorado.
So Delta will line up Tight trips left, one wide to the right. Out of the gun comes Reed. Three-step drop. He's going to the left. Complete. I think that was Lehong.
That was Landon Clay.
Oh, okay. That's right. Number two is Landon Clay. Number three is Brett Lehong, but Clay with the reception.
Nice pass. Nice pass by Tyree right there, right on the money. Landon Clay laid out, made the catch. 25-yard pickup. Delta's got first and goal now.
Double tight, too wide to the right.
Wow, snap to Landon.
Takes it in. Well, attempts to take it in. I think he's going to be just shy of the goal line.
Looks like they got him buzzed to one. I like this. Think of the versatility of that.
Mm-hmm.
Right there, snapping it to Landon.
Angel Romero checks back in for the Panthers. Two wide, same formation as before. Clay going to take it again.
He's in.
And he is...
He's in there.
In. So Delta puts another six on the board.
Two rushing touchdowns so far for Landon Clay. He's got 4 yards rushing, but two scores. 3:24 left in the first. Delta's up 20-0. Here comes Jose for the punctuation mark.
There up is. And good. So with 3:24 left in the first, Delta leads 21-0. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
New or pre-owned, it's an easy shot saving to buy a Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Toyota, new, or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs. Even if it isn't in stock, visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Still dealing with some technical difficulties, but hoping we got it all squared away now. And Delta, another pooch kick, and one of the upmen's going to pick it up and take it toward his sideline. He's still on his feet. Little razzle-dazzle scramble over there.
Callan Hewlett bulldogged him right there. Took him down like a rodeo champion. They're still going to have good field position right there, probably about their own 42 right there, Mark.
Modern Appliance Company, first down for Cortez. You know, it's the battle of the Panthers. Here is Cortez. It's the Cortez Panthers against the Delta Panthers. And a little bit of a stoppage in play here. The officials want to make sure everything's set correctly. Looks like Cortez is going to have Blackmer in the gun with backs to his left and the right, too wide on the right. It's going to be a give to the fullback. Connor Stoltzfus on the play right there. Solid Connor Workman right there at the bottom of the pile. I think Connor craves contact. After his brother graduated, he probably doesn't get beat up as much. Doesn't have as much one-on-one football out in the yard there on Hastings Street. He's needed high school football. Like Louis Lastic said, if he's got to go to school, he might as well get to hit somebody while he's at it. Louis Lastic. I love it. Remember the Titans.
Yes, sir. Fix that tie, son.
Trips left. Actually, we're going to go five wide, four to the left, one to the right. Blackmer in the gun. Trying to adjust his receivers now. Looks like they're set. They'll take the snap. Quick throw to the right. Complete to... Number one, Vander Cruzan.
Vander with some good yardage after the catch. A little yak right there. Picked up five, slipped through a little gap. Brewer ended up making the tackle. and Talon Hewlett. It'll be 3rd-and-3 for Cortez. Bruce, he's had a good senior year right here, number 17.
He has been.
Gavin Brewer, nice kid.
We'll cut him a little slack. He is a Raiders fan.
That he is.
Two wide to the right, one to the left. Backs on either side of Blackmer in the gun. There's the snap. And it's going to be a give to the back, Wheaton. It looks like he's going to have enough for the Modern Appliance Company first down.
I don't know. Yeah, they're moving the chains.
He needed 3. I think he got 3.5 there, Vaughn.
So that's a kind estimate for sure. Nonetheless, 1st and 10 for the Panthers. Clock's winding. It's under 1:30 here in the first quarter. Cortez in Delta territory on their 44. Looks like they're going to line up one by one, a double tight set back to the left of Blackmer. We'll take the snap, 3-step drop, looking, going left, going deep, and it is incomplete. Nice coverage from Ryland Bynum. I call him the shutdown. There's a lot of nights that I've seen him here, at least at home, Mark, where they don't even throw to Ryland's side. He was step for step with them and did a nice job in coverage. Incomplete. Blackmer just threw it a little too far. But, you know,
he's got a nice arm.
He does. But you're absolutely, you know, nearly perfect coverage by Ryland. He kept the receiver, you know, between him and the sideline, didn't let him make a play on that ball. Second and 10 now. 7 left. One by one, back to the left of Blackmer. He'll look right, pumps once, now going deep.
Up and go.
And the
no light on that. That's Brouhaha.
Brewski with the coverage. Intended for Cruzon. And again, great coverage, like you said, by Brewer. Our guys, I love the concentration on our guys tonight. I mean, they're not coming out. They're having penalties, having any kind of turnovers. They came out to win tonight, and that's how they're playing.
Very focused team here tonight for sure. 102 left in the first quarter. Delta leads 21-0. Cortez taking their time in the huddle, and looks like we're going to get a timeout called by Cortez. We will also take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back there at Panthers Stadium, I'm Mark Taylor. Sitting next to me is Vaughn Mitchell, as he does for all home games.
Thank you, Mark.
And always a pleasure to be broadcasting with you, Vaughn.
I appreciate it. It's always nice to be here. Love my hometown. Good to be here on a beautiful fall night, Friday night lights, and the Panthers have been good for so many years now.
And Delta,
you made it look easy.
The Delta True have packed the stands here on senior night. We love seeing that.
Coach Jay has built quite a program here. The culture is really strong, and he's made it look easy the way we went. Fumble mark. Oh, Bear. Ball's loose. Delta recovered. Fumble to snap. Easton Bear on it like a bear on some pancakes. I didn't see who picked up the fumble, but we got to give Easton Bear a little credit there.
Bless his heart. Was that Bear has been Yogi?
It might have been on a picnic basket.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, Easton Bear, he'll bounce on the picnic basket. Ah, nice play. That's good, man. He's here on senior night, too. Great, great kid, great family right there.
This, you can't say enough good things about this Delta defense. You really cannot. Too wide to the left. Man in motion is Gallegos. A little jet sweep goes to him.
Oh, Connor Workman. Did you see that block from Connor Workman?
Great block.
He just about pancaked the kid out in the flat.
See, he doesn't need the ball to hit somebody.
No, that's it. That's legal contact. Ooh, that kid went sprawling. I wouldn't want to watch myself on film taking that one. Second and four for Delta. Lining up trips left. Back to the left of Reed. I believe that is Workman. He will take the ball. Cuts to the left. Now breaks it outside. Finds a lane. Now stutter step. Tries to turn the corner. He does. Going to be enough for a Modern Appliance Company first down. And a really nice game for Connor. And we've got a hurt Cortez player down on the field. As the Panthers are waving to their sideline. Oh, no. They're saying there was a fumble and they recovered. I thought there was an injured player and they were waving to the sideline, but no, they were pointing in their direction for possession. So Cortez going to get the ball back here with 21 seconds left in the first quarter of play. First mistake tonight, Mark. Little fumble after about a 15-yard pickup by Connor. 21 seconds left in the first. So Cortez will come to the line. Two wide to the right, one to the left. They're on the near hash mark. Back to either side of Blackmer. He's going to turn, flip it. Connor almost got him in the backfield. There's flags out there. The running back, number 24. That's Kobe Thompson. Run out of bounds after what would be a gain of only one, but we'll see what the flag's about. Taking their time. Jason now indicates that it's holding on Cortez. That'll set him up at about, probably about first and 19, first and 20. They didn't get me a gain. So first and 20. 17 seconds left in the first. Ball will be on the Cortez 19. Workman almost had Thompson in the backfield. It would have been a loss of four. Instead, the holding penalty drops them back 10. So it looks like we're going to go five wide again, four to the left, one to the right. Blackmer in the gun by himself. There's the snap. Looks left. So kind of a wide receiver screen. It's going to be complete. I think that's Cody. Oh, Alex Ward got him. I think they're going to get him for a face mask over there. Now, that was weak. Out in the flat, I believe. And he and picked up the first down, but then I believe Alex Ward gave him the old face mask.
So they're going to be.
If that's the case, they'll tack on 15 to the end of the play. The officials discussing it there in the middle of the field at about the 40-yard line.
Lengthy discussion. You feel like they're going to replay here or something.
So it is a face mask against Delta. So it'll be 15 yards and a first down. After seeing Wheat break that first kickoff return, I knew he wasn't going down like that for any natural reason.
Mm-hmm.
So his head kind of yanked. So Modern Appliance Company, first down for Cortez. 9 seconds left in the first quarter. They're going five, well, 2x2 tight on either side of the line. Blackmore will be in the gun. Wheat will shift to the right side. Blackmer under pressure. He's going to go down. He's sacked. Is that Connor Workman?
That is Konerski Nagurski right there, man. That kid plays like he's in a leather helmet.
So that'll be the end of the first quarter, and Delta leads 21-0. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are 9 Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at 9storiescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at 9 Stories Creative.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep.
And that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryder is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Cortez coming out of the quarter break, and it's going to be a false start against Cortez, so they'll march back five more yards. It'll be second and 20 from their own 35 as they've switched sides of the field. Delta will be moving left to right now. Delta leads 21-0 here as we begin the second quarter.
They got Ethan Bear coming off the edge tonight, too, so he and Connor Workman both rushing from the edges tonight.
Cortez lines up two wide to the right, one to the left. Back will be, now they send another back, and now another late substitution as they go five wide. Nope, just trips to the right, one to the left, and the back will shift back to the right of Blackmer.
That looked like a mess.
Blackmer takes the snap, three-step, drops, looks over the middle, complete. I believe that was to possibly the tight end. And they're going to get a lot.
They picked up about 15 right there, Mark. Got back to about the 47-yard line. They're going to be looking at 36 here. 11:28. In the second quarter remaining, Delta is up 21-0.
Yep, I was going to say, they got a lot of that penalty yardage back on that one.
Quick little slant. Yeah, quick little slant to the inside there and a nice pass.
So it looks like they're going to go two wide to the right, one to the left, and
another timeout, burning their second timeout.
I don't think they – this is obviously the second timeout, but – They're coming out and they're looking just real lackadaisical and not like they know where they're supposed to be.
They're not urgent, for
sure. No, they're not. And, you know, you get late substitutions. You know, somebody's coming off the sideline and lining up as the wideout. It's a little bizarre.
The differences are pretty transparent, honestly. I mean, if this is for the league title right here and Delta's already smoked Pagosa Springs, whose only loss is to this Cortez team, correct? Only league loss.
Cortez's only loss is to Pagosa.
Oh, okay, it's to Pagosa. So, if this is for all the marbles, you can see the differences pretty easily.
Well, Delta, you know, Delta's coming out, has come out and doing what Delta does. You know what I'm saying? One by one, back to the right of Blackmer. He'll take the snap, three-step drop, looks left. A wobbly pass is complete. And then the receiver goes out of bounds. That's number 6 weeks.
And I like that kid. He's a good player. That was a tough catch. He made it look easy.
So it'll be fourth
and one, yeah. Fourth and one from the Delta 47, 48-yard line. Let's see what happens here. I think if you're down 21-0, honest to goodness, you've got to go, oh, please, would you? I mean, that's just the only thing.
So it looks like they're going to line up. Do you see the size of the guy in the slot on the left side, number 20?
Yeah, he's got a little girth.
They're 2x2. They'll shift the...
Not the illegal shift.
The illegal shift.
Yeah, man, that's just a mess.
Ball start, 4-10.
Corzon went from the right, slot, came into the backfield, and the ball was snapped, and he wasn't set. So it'll be 4th and 7 for Cortez on the their own 48.
That changes the decision here. It looks like they're going to punt it now. Connor back at his own 20.
You wouldn't think they'd go for a fake here, do you?
I don't think so, Mark, but
it's a low snap, but picked up. It's a high end-over-end punt. Connor pointing it out, telling his teammates to get the heck away.
I guarantee you he wanted to run right up in there and pick it up and see what he could make out of that.
Isaac Dozal, the punter, not a real good one.
No.
As the ball will be... Oh, there is a flag. It's an illegal formation on Cortez that declined, so it'll be a my client's company first down for Delta.
I think Coach Chase is tired of it messing around. Honestly, I would have rather had him punt it again. I mean, I don't see that that's going to be a whole lot better, but Delta gets the football right there about the 32-yard line.
Two wide to the left, one wide to the right. And if they snap the ball, Cortez has too many men on the field. There's the snap, that's an option. Pitch goes to Workman on the right side. It'll be wrapped up. Broke the first tackle and managed to wreck the Carrillo on the carry. But it's a gain of 9. It'll be 2nd and 1 for Delta.
Delta quick. Nice one by Isai right there.
Trips left. Reed out of the gun. And he gives to Carrillo. He's going to bounce it outside, looking for some room to run. Gets around the corner. That'll be good enough for a Modern Appliance Company first down. It's a gain of 6.
7 carries for 96 yards. He's about to crack the 100 mark. And we're barely into the second quarter.
10-0, well, a little north of 10 here in the first half, and Delta leads 21-0. They've got the ball almost at midfield. It's on their own 47. Workman checks back into the game. Delta comes to the line. Brewer wide to the right. Tight trips to the left. Stack trips to the left. Back to the left of Reed. That back's going to get it. That's Workman. And correction, Carrillo. And it's a gain of 3. It'll be 2nd and 7.
99 yards for each side. I think if they get one-on-one coverage out here with Brewer again, I would look for him to come this way. Spread the field on the other side. Send your trips to that other side. Put Brewski out here. Get one-on-one coverage. Chuck him the long one.
Diegos and Clay check back in. They'll be wide. They'll actually be inside of Brew on their side here. As they go trips right, there's the snap.
They got a mismatch.
He's to his right.
He's yeah.
The straight quarterback keeper coming around that end.
Quarterback keeper by reason that right.
Receivers out in front blocking. It's a gain of 3. And it'll be 3rd and 4.
Ty's got 10 yards on 2 carries.
Ball will be on the Cortez 42. Clock stopped at 8:52.
Ryan O'Brien, Angel of the Morning, coming in.
Angel playing Bynum wide to the left. Back to the left of Reed. He'll take the snap. Looks left. It's going to be a pass. A little out route.
Angel. Angel of the Morning with a nice little catch. Angel Romero. 15-yard pickup.
And it'll be a Modern Appliance Company first down for Delta as they have the ball right at the Cortez 30.
Nice pass by Ty right there as well. Good catch by Angel, who has, I have to tell you, one of the best Mike Tyson imitations you could ever see.
That first down is brought to you by a
fortune. I will hopefully see that sometime.
He should. He might be doing the shuffle after. If he gets another catch like that, he might get up and start doing the shuffle.
Too wide to the right. Reed going to give up the middle to Carrillo, I believe.
Isai short gainer of the night right there. But he cracked the 100 mark right there. He's got 101.
So it'll be 2nd and 9. Gallegos and Bynum back into the game. Trips right. Back to the right of Reed. There's the snap. 3 steps up. Pass to the left. Over the head of Gallegos.
Ty's first miss tonight. 4-5.
Gallegos
to 70 yards.
Coach Jay does a really good job on his wide receiver rotation. Keeps his receivers fresh. You know, you see Brewer coming in and out. I mean, you see all of them coming in and out. Brew checking back in.
now, along with Romero, those are the guys bringing into play for one. And secondly, you just got a lot of kids who want to play.
Sure.
You know, have some ability. So that's a good spot. And when you think about it, most of the night, Mark, they're blocking. You know, so really the big thing is you get strong. Look at this route.
Reed going over the middle. Complete that play. Doesn't get in, but he gets close. Reed looked to the right. Looked off the safety, went back to the left to Clay, who was on a crosser.
Lannon, second catch of the night. He's got 54 yards receiving and two rushing touchdowns. And look at the versatility we got going tonight. I mean, Eastside's got 101 yards rushing and a pick and an interception.
And Clay going to – is that
– Ty got in there.
Ty? Okay. So Ty will get in on the action at the goal line. And
there you go.
First touchdown.
27-0. Jose coming to put on the extra point.
I know that those type of plays make Ty's mom very nervous. There's the snap. Workman's got the hold down. It's up and through. Delta leads 28-0. 7:20 left here in the first half. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Greg and Christy Stratman with Stratman Real Estate have been selling Delta County real estate for a combined 43 years and have led Delta County in residential sales for the last 10 consecutive years. Greg and Christy provide top-notch professional services and would be happy to help you navigate the real estate process. Give Stratman Real Estate a call at 970-234-4734. Again, that's 970-234-GREG. Stratman Real Estate, your local real estate experts.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
A one-yard carry and one-yard carry by Ty Reed and Jose Olivas kick after makes the score 28-0. 7:20 left in the first half. Mark Tanner, Vaughn Mitchell here with you as Delta will line up to kick.
Boy, another little poocher. That one's going to work for
him. And it's loose. All he can do is fall on it.
And look at who about got that. I think we got Eastside trying to figure out who that is.
Marley Lynch fell on it for Cortez.
Yeah, it was Braden Sprout. It wasn't Eastside. Braden Sprout for the Panthers racing down. I thought he was going to catch that after Lynch booted the ball.
Sprout.
Dominic Montgomery got in on that kick coverage right there. That was nice to see.
Sprouty, another one of the seniors on this team, a role player. You know, doesn't get in much, into the game much. A big special teams player, though. 2x2 for Cortez. Blackmer under center. He'll send the left slot in motion. Play action. He'll roll to his right under pressure. Now keeps rolling. The pass will be...
He caught that.
Yeah. Complete along the sideline.
Pickup of 9. I thought Bruce put a hand on that ball.
I thought he did as well. But caught it right at the sideline. It's a 9-yard gain, and it'll be trekking in 1 for Cortez. Cortez comes to the line. It's like they're going to go 2x2 again. Same formation. The single back behind Blackmore. He'll send the man in motion.
Another motion call, Mark. They got too many guys moving. They just don't have the machine well-oiled here.
You know, it's the lack of focus, lack of discipline that Delta does not have tonight.
That's the fifth illegal procedure or illegal shift penalty on Cortez tonight.
So clock will run with 6:55 left in the first half. Cortez comes to the line. No urgency or hustle whatsoever. I'm not even sure they know what the play is. Trips right, one wide to the left. They'll send the inside man on the left in motion. He turns upfield. Pass will go to him. It's incomplete. I believe that was Beat. And it'll be third down. But
the receiver's just kind of casually strolling to the line.
Yeah. Well, they've got Wheat running in motion on that play, and to be honest with you, Mark, he's turning it upfield before the ball is snapped, but he went out, ran his route, and then the pressure on the quarterback was such that he just didn't have time to put it on the money. But credit to our front line right there. We haven't called Tucker's name tonight, but that kid's strong as an ox. He's doing the job down inside.
You know, our front three are just because of them, it's the reason that, you know, Clay Standridge, Talon Hewlett, and Connor Workman can do what they do on this defense.
Absolutely. Well, and Easton Barrett tonight, too. There's Weed out in the flat. Man, he's tough.
He hurdles and then is tackled.
Yeah, he gave a little Josh Allen. It's probably about the best back they've seen.
By far. By far. And it's going to be a Modern Appliance Company first down for Cortez. But, I mean, it's clear that this offense kind of goes through Wheat.
Why wouldn't you? I'd give that kid the ball every time we had a possession.
Well, that's kind of what
he's
doing, to be honest.
Through every positive play, that's
right. So, again, Cortez slowly coming to the line of scrimmage. Five wide, four on the right, one on the left. Blackmer in the gun on the near hash. There's the snap, three-step drop, looks right. Under pressure, it's going to be a pass over the middle. Complete. Tackle made by, is that?
Landon Clay. About a 25-yard pickup there. That was a nice pass.
Cody,
right over the middle.
Cody on the completion. So Blackmore's got a good arm, you know. And Delta doesn't play a lot of man. They're mainly a zone defense. And when you're lining up that many wide receivers, you're going to find some holes in that zone.
Well, you're going to see them air it out. I think that's the only success they've seen. It certainly hasn't been in the running game. We got another illegal shift.
Holy moly. So they were lined up two by two. They sent the slot receiver on the right in motion. And I think the running back twitched a little bit.
That's a lot of mistakes. That's a lot.
Cortez will come back to the line with the same formation, back to the right of Blackmer. He'll take the snap, three-step, five-seven step. It's a screen pass over the middle to their fullback, that's Thompson, and in there to make the tackles, number 56, Stolzman.
That was a flat-out strong play.
Well,
he curled it.
The size of that fullback, and believe it or not, I think Connor's a little bigger.
Yeah, that's Darian Hilliard. Looks like a senior there for Cortez. And Stoltzfus just grabbed him and took him down. Man, that was impressive.
Great open field tackle by Stoltzfus. So two wide to the right, one to the left, back to the right of Blackmer. Out of the gun. It's going to be a give up the middle. Easton Bear, Alan Hewlett there on the tackle of Wheat.
Stoltzfus right at the bottom of that pile again.
So it'll be third and long for Cortez.
Easton Bear got a piece of that one, too. Third and 15. Under 4 minutes now left in the second quarter. Delta's up 28-0.
Falls on the Delta 45. As Cortez will come to the line for this third and long. Slates are going to go five wide, four to the right, one to the left, near hash, and Blackmer in the gun. Blackmer will take the snap, three-step drop, looks right. It's going to be complete to the fullback, who's out there wide on the right side. He just kind of spins his way ahead.
Ooh.
That's a big game, but not enough for the first down, and it'll be fourth and six, it looks like.
Yeah, that went to Hilliard again, the whirling dervish. He just bowled out there like a pinball. Fourth and six.
To the north end zone.
At the 36-yard line.
And this will be the final timeout of the half called by Cortez. We will take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
You need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let Stasis to Nikki at the Sunflower Room melt that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stasis believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stasis to Nikki at the Sunflower Room.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
3 minutes left in the first half of play. Back here at Panthers Stadium in Delta, I'm Mark Cantor, along with Vaughn Mitchell, and Cortez calling their third timeout, a fourth and six on the Delta 36.
I think it's definitely go for it land for Cortez. I mean, you're already down by four scores. So probably want to dial up the best play. I'd look for something, little double reverse or something here, Mark, some kind of trickery.
2x2, the fullback Hilliard to the right of Blackburn. He'll take it. Three-step drop pass over the middle is complete. Is that Wheat with the completion?
No.
Or is that Cody? It looks like it's going to be number one Cruzon. And a big gain to give Cortez, the Modern Appliance Company, first down.
Clock will start, and it has begun now that they moved the chains. Cortez in no hurry to get out of the huddle. I imagine they want to try to score here and leave Delta with no time. Delta's going to get the second half kick, or no, Cortez will get the second half kickoff.
Five wide, three to the right, two to the left. Blackmer out of the gun. Takes the snap, looks right, quick pass, complete in the flat.
What a play by Bruce right there.
Brewer quickly to the receiver. I think that was Cody with the reception and limited it to a 2 yard gain.
Great play by Brewer. He got off of his block right there, just kind of threw the guy off him and then went and made the tackle. That's just strong. That's just being strong. Credit the first hour weights right there.
2x2. Actually make it five wide trips left, two to the right. Blackmer in the gun, takes the snap, three-step drop, now five over the middle, and it is picked off in the end zone. It's Ward. Alex Ward with the leaping interception in the end zone, taking it away from the Cortez receiver.
Alex Large Cash Award right there with the play.
And that was a very large cash award there, keeping Cortez out of the end zone and giving his team the ball back with 1:46 left here in the first half. It'll be interesting to see how aggressive Coach Jay is here in the closing minutes of the first half.
I couldn't be happier for a kid than I am for Alex Ward. I mean, he didn't hardly play last year at all, but he stuck with it. A lot of kids would give up, not play. I don't get to play as a junior, comes out as a senior, and I'm not just talking about being on special teams. He's been on that D, an integral part of it, and he just kept going to weights, lifting, getting stronger, being with his teammates.
Reed's under pressure as he rolls to his right. He's going to be sacked.
Anyway, Alex is with his teammates, spending that time, and here he is, senior year, playing on an undefeated team and playing a key role. That's the good stuff. Those are the stories you want to see and hear.
Yeah, Ward was injured for a lot of last year. Had some hamstring issues, but obviously this year looks to be 100% and playing some really good football. So Delta, line up two wide to the left, one to the right. Reed out of the gun, takes the snap. So look right now back left at the screen.
That might go. That's Eastside out in the flats.
And now I got 15. Get out of bounds.
Now I got 19. Picked up 19 right there.
That will stop the clock with just less than 60 seconds. Ball will be spotted at the Delta 32-yard line.
When I get ready to take stats, Mark, for receiving, I always put Gavin Brewer down first. Brewer doesn't have a single catch tonight.
He doesn't.
But that ball has been spread out. That is the fourth Panther with a reception here tonight.
Trips right. And now Carrillo shifts out of the backfield to wide left. It's going to be a pass over the middle, complete to Sandridge.
Jose Olivas.
Oh, it is Olivas.
Jose in there at tight end and makes the catch. How about your kicker playing a little tight end for you and get a little 21-yard reception? And Delta will take a timeout with 47 and a half seconds left in the first half. So I question the aggressiveness that Coach Jay would have here in the closing moments. And question answered, we're going to try to put some more points on the board. Ty is 7 of 8 in the air for 141 yards tonight, 87.5% completion rate. Esai has 101 yards on 9 carries. Connor's got 51 yards on 3 carries. Landon's been in the end zone twice. Ty's been in there once. Actually, Ty's been in there twice, hasn't he?
I think Ty's only been in the end
zone. Has he been in there once? I got Landon for 2. No, there it is. Okay, Landon in there for 2. Try to find that 4th one here.
Reed rolls to his right, looking. He's going over the middle. It's complete. Excuse me, on the right. Last
That's Brewer.
That's Gavin's first completion of the night. That's enough for a Modern Appliance Company first down. He stays inbound. Clock will stop to move the chain. And we'll see if Delta calls another timeout here. As Coach Jason Romero in with the play.
Clock. They're going to hustle up to this one.
Moving to the line. 2 wide to the left, 1 to the right, back to the right of Reed. Reed takes the snap, looks left, now back right.
Going got him, got him, got him, got him,
got him, in the end zone. And they're going to say, no, he's down at the 1. He slid before he got over the
goal. Got a flag on the far side of the field here. They're calling the illegal procedure on us. False start on the Panthers. That was a great catch by Ryland Bynum.
It was. He had slid as he was going across the goal line.
They're calling illegal formation, and most of the calls that have been this tonight have been on that far sideline. So I don't know if we didn't get enough guys up to the line of scrimmage or what.
That's entirely possible because I didn't see any motion, and nobody was shifting on the play. So
Coach Jay appears to be inquiring what happened. Possibly even disagreeing.
So it'll be first and 15, 26 seconds left, ball in the Delta 29. Reed takes the snap, looks left, now back right. Same play, we're going for Brew in the end zone. Touchdown! Exact same play as before, except it was to Brewer over the top, over the shoulder catch. Gavin's second catch of the night, and it's a touchdown.
Tied, 9 of 10, you know, for 192 yards. Our other touchdown guy was Clay Sandridge.
That's right. That was the first one of the game, was it not? Or was it the second?
You're quizzing me now, Mark.
Well, I can't remember if it was Landon or Clay that had the first touchdown.
Yeah.
It was one of the two.
We'll check with Greg Dumble back at the studio. They'll get it straight on the highlights.
And it's 35-0 with 19 seconds, make it 20 seconds left in the first half. We're going to keep it here. And, you know, Vaughn, obviously Delta going for the undefeated regular season here, and we've had a lot of great games this season. You know, the first one, you know, the season opener against University, a big win for us there. You know, the big win at Palisade, you know, the win on the long road trip to the academy. But I would be willing to tell you that this, tonight, could be our statement victory of the season.
Well, it's a good one, for sure, man. 35-0, they're going to be seeing some running clock here. So, we'll, you know, keep this up. We'll see if Coach wants to get into the second team tonight, second, third, I don't know. He might just want to finish this thing off. So, but it definitely is a statement, man. It's the way to finish up the regular season. This is great. Get all you can. Get the best seed you can. Keeping it away from weed again.
I'm going to be picked up by number, I believe it's 15, Lynch again. He'll take it to the far side of the field where he's
run out of bounds. It'll be a Modern Appliance Company first down for Cortez as Gallegos ran Lynch out of bounds. And it looks like the ball will be spotted on the Cortez 40, make it 42. Delta came into this game second in RPI. They were second in the seeding rankings, which is a combination of match prep rankings and RPI rankings. And Blackford's just going to take a knee to run out the half. And, you know, Delta, you know, if they continue to do what they're doing here and get this victory, I think they definitely cement their two seed in the playoffs.
I don't have any doubts about that.
So we'll take a break, and when we come back, I had an interview with three of the Delta boys soccer players earlier this week. We'll have that interview for you here when we come back. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. It's lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, stringy cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken, and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Flyd's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Flyd's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Flyd's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car and your stuff for a surprisingly great rate. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is ready to help. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great auto and renter's rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
I'm here with three of the soccer boys, Nathan Black, Dylan Casper, and Francisco Baltazar. So we'll just start with Nathan. Why don't you start out and tell me a little bit about the season you guys just completed.
So we had a little bit of a difficult season starting out. We have a lot of guys from different schools in our area coming together, and it was kind of hard to get everyone to kind of work towards that common goal. And a lot of times we had to define success as just not letting in a certain number of goals. We didn't always win, but we had to determine different ways to come up with success. And at the end of the year, we played really hard in all our games, and we had some really good games. And so I don't think the record will play as how well we played this year.
Very good. You guys did have two victories this year, so you did win. So, Dylan, both you and Nathan were captains this year. What did it mean to you to be named captain of this team?
I was definitely happy, and I felt that it was well deserved because I've been playing on this team for quite some time, and I'm just happy to be a leader because I love these guys. It's a fun sport, and it just still feels nice, you know, to be recognized.
Francisco, my understanding is that you were injured and unable to play a lot of this season, but you played a very significant role on the sideline. Tell me a little bit about that.
That is true. In the beginning of the season, I did get injured, and, I mean, I still showed up to practice, and I was there. I did get to play the last couple games because I recovered.
Very good. It's impressive that you were able to show heart and discipline and just stay with it and support the team. So that's very cool. Dylan, Nathan, you are both from different schools. Nathan, you're from Cedar Ridge. Dylan, you're from North Fork.
Nathan, you kind of touched on it a little bit. What is it like playing with players from different schools that, you know, obviously your school doesn't have a soccer team. That's why you guys can play at Delta. What is it like coming together with other schools?
So it was kind of difficult because a lot of us when we were younger played on the DC Force team in the area, but a lot of us didn't. And so there were some of us that had pretty good chemistry on the field, and then some kids I'd never even met before. And so it was difficult where some kids I played with my whole life, other kids I'd never played with, and it was the same for everybody else. And so there was a few people that had a lot of chemistry, and it was hard to kind of build everyone else into that. And chemistry is a huge thing in soccer. The better you know your own players, the better you're going to play, the more creative you're going to play. And so building that chemistry was definitely difficult, but at the end of the year, I feel like we really started to come together. And that was just hard because we're not together every day. We're not playing every day. So that was something I was really proud of this year.
So, Francisco, you and Nathan are seniors. What are your plans after high school?
I'm going to go to college to study computer science. I already have my colleges written down. I sent the letter out, get a good degree, and finish college. Just
kind of go from there. Yeah. Take it one step at a time. Very good. How about you, Nathan?
So I'm hoping to go to the United States Coast Guard Academy. I want to be in the service. I'm hoping to play some soccer there, hopefully at the college level. And I really want to be a pilot, so I'm going to study mechanical engineering. So that's just kind of where I'm going.
Very good. Very good. Dylan, you're a junior. You'll be back next year, I'm assuming. What are your expectations for next year?
Honestly, I think next year is going to be pretty amazing. I don't know. We didn't have the greatest record this year as last year, but we also played three different teams in our league that were in the top 10 of state. And so, I don't know, it kind of shows we fought really hard. And I'm excited to see who comes out next year. We should have more players, and it should be a fun season. And a lot of us have chemistry now, so it should become easy.
Very good. I look forward to seeing you guys progress and make some strides next year. And good luck in the future, guys. Thank you.
A&M Creations, Don Main, and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main, go to 2021 Best All Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thorup, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting deltacountyindependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent, keeping Delta County informed.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back here at halftime, Delta leads 35-0. Mark Kanner along with Vaughn Mitchell, and pretty productive first half for the Panthers.
An outstanding first half. Listen to these stats. Ty, our quarterback, 9 out of 10 for 192 yards, a touchdown, and no interceptions. I ran that through our studio computer, Mark, and apparently he has a passer rating of 158.3. That's not bad. Furthermore, he hit 6 wide receivers, including our kicker. Down the seam is tied in when Jose got a catch right there. Esai Carrillo's got 9 carries for 101 yards on the ground. Connor Workman, 51 yards on 3 carries there. Land and Clay in the end zone twice. 4 yards rushing, but 2 touchdowns. And then Ty got in there himself. Clay Sanders had a TD reception. And then we've had 2 picks. Eastside Carrillo got an interception, and so did Alex Ward. So all kinds of good stuff for the Panthers. And really not even very many penalties.
No, I think I can count maybe 2 that we had offensively, and that's really it. Maybe 3 we had to, oh, yes, the defensive face mask. So, yep, that's absolutely right. We'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard right now. From around the area, Montrose is trying to get their own league championship tonight. They're at home hosting Pueblo West. Looks like the start of the fourth quarter, they're down 21-20. So they're in that one there. We'll take a look at North Fork. They're ahead 21-14 on Roaring Fork in the second. Cedar Edge, their game, they're hosting Buena Vista. Number 8 Buena Vista, I might add. They're in the second, and Buena Vista leads that one by 17-6. Looking around 2A now, it looks like last night, Eaton beat the Academy 25-13. Eaton wins their league championship. Also last night, Basalt beat Aston 49-14. They wrap up the Western Slope League Championship for themselves. Tonight, got Rifle playing Coleridge. You got that one, Mark? Yeah, let me hit the right button here. Classical Academy is leading Elizabeth 14-3 and with a minute left in the second quarter. No score on Rifle Coleridge. Also, no score Moffat County Grand Valley. No score at the half. Number 9 Alamosa and Woodland is at Woodland Park. No score from Bayfield and Pagosa either. So, that is a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the second half of this football game. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fry's Cafe in Delta. Fry's Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday, inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dow Steel and Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your projects done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder coating, stand blasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Winding down halftime here. Delta leads 35-0, and before we start to talk about the second half, let's go ahead and talk about some of the seniors here on senior night. We'll start with a trio of players that we've talked about quite a bit tonight. Connor Workman, Clay Sanders, and Alex Ward. three solid young men. Love them, man. Connor Workman, just, he loves the game. He really does. I call him Konerski Nagurski, even at school after Bronco Nagurski, the old-time football player. And the fact is, Connor does create contact. He looks so forward to it. I mean, he's one of those kids that you can feel the energy radiate off of him on game day. That kid loves game day.
And the kid has a motor that just does.
Oh, yeah. Motor's a good word, man. That's a good word, good description for him. Clay Sandridge, what a great kid. Just such a loyal and kind kid. So good to other people. And then Alex Ward, like I talked about earlier, I mean, I just think he's a true success story. And he's playing some good football for the Panthers. So, great stories. Good teammates, all of them.
Alex Ward, I've known since he was real young. His brother and my son, Trent, real good friends through school. So I've watched Alex grow up. Great family there. The next three, we'll talk about Damian Gallegos, Gavin Brewer, and Angel Romero.
Damian Gallegos, I have never had him much in class, but I talk to him probably a couple times a week in the hallway. And what a polite kid. Always got a smile. He's got a great smile. All right. Who's number two? Is it Brew?
Yes.
Brewski, Gavin Brewer, I've had in several classes, including today. I have him the same time that I have Connor. And those two guys, I think, would prefer that I not give them any assignments. If they could just get on their phones and look at football film all day long, they would. Excuse me, and compare stats. So, good stuff right there. Then we got Angel Romero. Angel Romero, one of the funniest kids on his team. Got the best Mike Tyson imitation. And what a teammate. I mean, he shuttles plays in left and right. Great kid.
We talked a little bit about Jose Olivas getting in on offense. And we even mentioned Kyle Kincaid during our pregame when they were coming out for senior night.
Yeah, two good kids right there. Jose has some range. As a kicker,
we're having a coffin fit up here.
We're having all sorts of problems in the booth. But, yes, Jose, and I'm thrilled to see him get his catch here tonight. Kyle Kincaid, man, what a smart kid. He's who knows what he's going to do, probably go to school of mine or something. But great teammates, so many seniors on this team that are just, you know, role players. They're not necessarily getting all the glory in the headlines, but good teammates, and I love the culture. These guys, they care about each other, and they walk around with confidence. I mean, these guys know they're going to win. They feel like that, but I got to tell you, Mark, it's not a cocky kind of feeling. Not from very many of them at all. Just true confidence, and they're prepared. They're ready to go.
Last three, we'll talk about all three of them are linemen, both offensively and defensively. Sean Wyatt, Connor Stoltzman, and Ethan Bear.
Okay, well, I'll start in reverse on there. Easton Bear, I've had the privilege of knowing his family and just such wonderful people. He's the next to the last of that particular Bear family out of eight children and possibly the funniest of that group. Just a marvelous personality, hard worker, and just a great kid. Great kid. Connor Stoltzfus, I have never had in class, nor have I had any interactions with him at school, if you can believe that. But look at the way he plays.
Yeah.
I mean, that is one strong kid.
He's strong, and he is the heart and soul of that defensive line right there in the middle. And, you know, he and Xavier Martinez, who isn't a senior, but, you know, they hold down the defensive line along with Easton Bear. And, with, like I said before, without them, the rest of this defense wouldn't do what they do.
Absolutely. And X-Man, when he's a senior, he'll be easy for me to talk about for quite a while. I love that kid.
And
John Wyatt.
John Wyatt.
Yeah, John Wyatt I have in class. Very kind kid. Really, really just a sweet person. And, again, another one of those guys that just kind of holds it down as a teammate. You know, he cares about his buddies. And that's one thing. There's some accountability. And I have a lot of respect for Coach Johnson and the coaching staff, because I know, let's say that one of these children misses first hour weights. They're out here running a 100-yard bear crawl for coach. And it doesn't matter if they're the all-star
right,
or they're the, you know,
absolutely
kid in line. And I respect that.
Absolutely.
So I think that's part of why the culture is strong. And they're looking at knocking off the edges here and holding this thing until it is just a smooth machine, because Coach Dave's been there. They've been in this title game, and I know he wants to go back and win it this time. And I'll tell you what, we would be so proud for that to happen here at Delta. It has not happened since 1960 with the only All-American we ever had in football, Doyle Ashley, who's still kicking out on California Mesa right there at the Ashley family. So, great people, great people. And it'd be good to see the Panthers do it again. Getting ready here for the second half kickoff, Mark.
Second half kickoff brought to you by Taco Chime. It'll leave us with a squibber, and it's going to roll past the up man, and it looks like Wheat will get it. He's going to take it around the right side, trying to get around the corner. Cannot.
Alex
nice
Ward.
Out there by Alex Ward.
Ward didn't want any of that, man. Wheat kind of reminds me of Tyreek Hill. He does. He gets that football, and he's off. He's got that low center of gravity.
Great acceleration. Tough to catch in the open field, but Alex Ward did a great job there.
He did.
So we'll see what Cortez can do here in the second half. Obviously, Delta shutting them out here, 35-0 as we start the second half. They'll go five wide. Blackmer in the gun. Passes to the right. That's the fullback. That's Hilliard. Hilliard, big kid, just kind of bowling balls his way for a 70-yard gain. And, you know, Cortez couldn't really do a whole lot in that first half. Came close to scoring a touchdown, but that was thwarted by the Alex Ward interception.
Alex Fork Ward with the pick. Yes, I think Delta's given up three first downs tonight.
Again, Cortez showing confusion on the formation here. They finally end up two wide to the left, one to the right, back to either side of Blackmer. He'll pitch it, and this isn't Wheat he pitched it to. I didn't quite see who it was. I think it was number 21, Lucas Mark.
Third and one here, 10:55 left in the third quarter.
And so, ball will be on the Cortez 31, third and one. So late substitution. That substitution comes in as they're breaking the huddle. So there'll be five wide, three to the left, two to the right.
They've had a little success there with the passing game the last couple possessions. We'll see. They run this little wide receiver screen. No, Hilliard. Look at that kid.
Mm-hmm.
Right over the seam, about a 12-yard pickup.
Hilliard with that inside trips receiver on the left side and just over the top of the line, and he just kind of barrels his way forward.
Barrel is the correct verb to use
like
right
barrel.
There. He is big. He's got that Natron mean kind of look Darren Sproles if he was a little bigger.
Darren Sproles if he was built like Christian Okoye.
Yeah, there you go.
Trips to the right, five wide, two to the left, and it's a draw from Blackmer. He'll gain a couple of yards on that, make it three, and
Stoltzfus with the tackle.
It'll be third, make it second and seven for Cortez.
Tackle made there by Stoltzfus.
Not a lot of fluidness to Cortez's offense here.
No, and definitely not any kind of rush here, down by five scores.
They'll come to the line. And just slowly, goodness gracious, five wide, four to the right, one to the left. Blackmer out of the gun. There's the snap, Blackmer three-step drop. Looks over the middle, it'll be incomplete.
He's a gunslinger, man. He dropped that down to about sidearm and flung it over the middle. He's been watching some home footage. Ryland Byron actually got tripped up on that play, so the wideout was open, but... off the mark.
Yeah, I think that was Cody, and it was just a little too far out in front of him. And it'll be third down for Cortez. Same formation.
They're getting Hilliard a little bit more involved.
Blackmer out of the gun. Looks right. Complete. Nope. Incomplete. Off the hands of the receiver. That was Cody. Cody took his eye off the ball at the last minute. He was thinking of turning that upfield before he had possession of the football. So fourth and long for Cortez, the ball on their own 44-yard line, and they're going to go for it.
I like that. I like to see that.
Well, 9:03, Blackmer in a deep gun here with the back to his right. Three-step, five-step drop, looks to the left, and it is going to be picked off.
Right, Bynum.
Bynum? Okay. Bynum went up, and Blackmer dropped back. Drew a
athletic play. Athletic play, reaching up right there with his right hand, tipping it, hauling it in.
So Delta, with another turnover here, forcing another turnover.
So Mark, correct me if I'm wrong, we're a score away from running clock.
We are 5 points away from running clock. So Trips left. Reed out of the gun, back to his left. He'll take it, give it to Workman. He'll break it to the left side. Workman looking for a lane, trying to get to the corner. He'll
Bruce
cut down
the block. Yeah, Brucey was trying to get that block out there on the edge.
It is a gain of 4, and it'll be 2nd and 6 for Delta. So last week, Delta had a running clock before halftime. And this week, it looks like if everything goes according to plan, they'll have one about halfway through the third quarter.
I think when you travel to Bayfield, getting a running clock before halftime is part of the trip home.
Yeah, that's
part of how you want to do it. That's executing the game plan.
You know, it's funny because I talked to Coach Ham before the game. I said, so, and I jokingly said it. I said, so when are we getting the running clock tonight? He said, oh, probably before half. And the ball, mishandled snap by Reed. He picked it up, but he's going to lose about 2.
Yeah, he actually dribbled that like a basketball off the snap. Lucky that it came right back up to him. The Cortez faithful are going nuts. I'm going to be honest with you. I had the inclination to just say scoreboard right there. It's 35-0 while they're happy about pile driving. Take high read to his back.
Small victories. And I'll tell you what, this Cortez crowd, they travel pretty well.
Yeah, there's about 30 of them.
3 5-step drop. Reed looks right now back left. The pass is complete, and that's going to be enough for a Modern Appliance Company first down.
He's down. They're calling for a fumble. Esai stretched out to get a little extra yardage, but he was already down.
So to finish my story, I asked Coach Ham, and he said, oh, we'll have it before halftime. Sure enough, 2 minutes left in the first half, and we had a running clock.
I like it. I like it. That'll get you home from that long trip.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have a
go-kart. So, here's Bruce. Here's one-on-one coverage out this way, Mark. This is what I've been looking for.
Right to the left. Reed's going to keep it on the option. Takes it up the middle. It'll be a 5. But, yeah, I do like this one-on-one look out here with Brewer. It looks like he does have a couple of inches on that defender as well. So he's got the size, you know. They've already gone for that over-the-top pass to Brewer. That he scored his touchdown on that.
Yeah, Brewer, he can go up and get it, too. They've got some talent. When I think of him out there, and I think of Rylan Bynum, putting him at a wideout, same kind of spot, if you can get those guys on one-on-one, he's got him on the left side now. He's going to him.
There's Brewer. He's got Bynum out in front with the block.
That's
going to be a nice game.
Yeah.
Enough for a Modern Appliance Company first down.
Gavin's got 3 receptions now for 61 yards.
A little more than 6 minutes left in the third, and Delta just keeps humming along.
As good as our guys have been, Mark, for these years that you and I have been calling it on the radio, about now, I'm always thinking about who we give player of the game to. And I'm telling you, there's so many guys. How do you look at a kid like Landon Clay, who's got 2 receptions for 54 yards, 2 touchdowns on the ground?
Reed, with the Bynum in the flat, he'll break a tackle. That'll be a gain of 9, and it'll be a 2nd and 1 for Delta. Actually, they didn't quite give him as much as I thought they did. It'll be a gain of 7, 2nd and 3.
here's one of the coolest stats that I can think of. That's a seventh receiver that Tyreek has hit tonight. So it looks like Ryland's a little banged up, maybe just a little woozy.
You know, when Landon Clay was running the offense at quarterback, you know, one of the things he did is Workman gets the ball, takes it outside, now cuts back in and fights his way for a Modern Appliance Company first down. That's what I was saying was Clay did not really tread the ball out a whole lot.
Right.
Brewer, and every once in a while he'd mix in Bynum. But with Reed back under center, or in the gun as the case may be, he understands the offense a little better, has a little more confidence, you know, with this offense, and he can spread that ball around.
We've got way more reps. Mark, he's the one that's been going to football, to quarterback camp, and all that kind of thing. So, I mean, he's been groomed. The kid took the starting role in his freshman year when Sharns went down last
right.
year.
Well, and don't get me wrong, no disrespect to Landon at all. He did a great job filling in at quarterback as Workman gets the pitch, breaks the tackle, gets around the corner, and it's another nice game for him. It'll be a gain of 8. I think it's 7, and it'll be 2nd and 3. But Clay did a great job filling in for Ty, but this is Ty's offense.
Absolutely. And I bet you Landon was just as happy for him to be back. Now Landon gets to go off to the slot or go play wide out or come in and play wildcat when it's down by the goal line. It's one of those things that, taken the way it was, with the attitudes that it was taken with, was a blessing to this team.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the kid getting hurt. I'm just saying getting some experience for these other kids. And now you're going into the playoffs. Here comes Damian Gallegos on the sweep. He may turn a corner. No, didn't make it. I think they're going to call a hold out there. You think face mask?
It might be a face mask. The way he came around that corner, I thought the defender went a little high on him, but we'll see what happens here. Official coming toward the near side. It is going to be a hold against Delta.
I'm going to give Jason Lou credit. He makes the calls faster than some of the guys we've seen this year.
Well, there's been some officials this year that have just taken an eternity out there on the field to make a signal.
Yeah, and if Jason makes the call, if he's the one throwing the flag, he'll come make the call immediately, and I like that. You don't have to huddle it up when you're the one that threw the flag. Here's a pass to the end zone.
That's Sandridge, and it is incomplete. Broken up down there.
That's weak by Weed. Man, that kid's a good football player. He's good on any team. He just barely got a finger on that one. Otherwise, that would have been a touchdown to Clay Sandridge.
Just enough to cause the ball to tear him off of its intended course.
Right. Well, Landon did a great job filling in and keeping the machine rolling, but having Ty back and having that versatility, I think it frees up the running back. It probably frees up a certain amount of the playbook. And when you just look at their attributes, I mean, Ty Reed is seeing up over people. He's a big old tall kid.
Well, it adds to the playbook because you've got that added threat of another quarterback out there. Reed looks to the right as he rolls that direction. Complete to Brewer. Spins his way. He's going to be down short of the goal line, but there he is going up and taking that away from the defender.
And then kind of running backwards, just kind of whirling backwards like a dizzy fourth grader at recess.
Trying to find that goal line, and he came up just short. It'll be Modern Appliance Company first down for Delta.
They got him on the far other side. They're going to run this thing in there. Tyreek keeper is my call.
Yep, on the left side, and he breaks the play.
He's in there, boys.
No,
they're calling him short.
No, there was a defender, I think one of the Cortez linebackers came off that left side and got behind Ty and actually pulled him back.
I say we take that to James Brown in the studio and let's get that broken down. Get Gene Steratore to take another look at that.
If we had any of those guys on my payroll,
let's maintain the illusion, Mark.
We'd have a nice little outfit going here. Reed going to give it up the middle, and Connor will go in for the touchdown.
Connor's got 70 yards rushing now on 7 carries with the score. Man, we are spreading the wealth tonight. I guess you can do that.
We are at a running clock now, 41-0, with 2 minutes left in the third. Olivas looking to tack on the extra point with the kick. Workman, it's a little low snap, but he gets the kick or the ball down, and Olivas' kick is good.
It's great to see how reliable Jose is, too, on the point after. I mean, to score six times tonight, and you're not ever worrying about him. He's got the range and the accuracy, so I like this team. I like our chances, Mark, this postseason. I tell you, I think Delta's got a great chance.
You know, it's interesting there. You know, you saw Ty hand it off to Connor there to get the touchdown. I think earlier this season, the mindset would have been just let Ty take it again. But it seems to me, since Ty's injury, that rightfully so, in my opinion, that Coach Jay is kind of protecting him a little bit, not trying to keep him from getting, knocked around as
might be,
you know, because we've seen how this offense operates with Ty under center and without Ty.
Well, you want to keep him healthy. And you want to have lived through that here.
Absolutely.
I mean, when you go back to Nolan Bynum, Nolan spent a year hurt. Then Sharnhorst got hurt.
You know, this is the third year in a row our starting quarterback has gotten hurt in the first three games of the season. And luckily this year, you know, we've been able to get Ty back in time for the playoffs. As this is a live ball, as the up man tries to field it again, that's going to be, I think, Dale is the up man that had it bounce off his hands and then was able to get it back. And, correction, Ryder Higgins is who had that ball. But Modern Appliance Company's first down for Cortez at their own 26-yard line.
Last one, and that'll be the end of the third, Mark.
So I expect the rest of this game to go rather swiftly here with this running clock. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople. Professional installations and service. Plus, easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Delta leads 42-0 for the running clock as we begin the final stanza here. Cortez,
look at this spread set. Trip mark.
Trips right, one wide to the left. Blackmer looks to the left. It's incomplete. Throw was low. Intended for number 7, Cody.
Good to see that clock running, even on an incomplete pass.
Yep.
Up 42-0. My buddy Hammer just left the coaching booth right here, so he's heading out of the sideline.
You know, last week when we hit that running clock before halftime, the second half literally took 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That was it. So I expect this fourth quarter to move very quickly here as Cortez is 2x2 with Blackmore under center. Flea flicker. He's looking. Nobody's open. Now he's under pressure. Has to roll to his right. Going to try to throw it away. There was a receiver in the area. He did get it back to the line of scrimmage. No intentional grounding there, but a little trickeration, and it did not equal any success.
Jose Olivas on the trail right there, getting a little pursuit on the quarterback, and so was Easton Bear.
So, as you mentioned, good to see Jose getting a little playing time other than kicking the ball today.
Let me tell you, he's a big kid, Mark. He is a big kid, so getting him some action and maybe you're getting some more depth. I mean, he's a senior, but getting some play out of him that way, it's great.
Looks like we're going to go two wide to the right, one to the left, back to either side of Blackmer.
Play action.
Play action, pass over the middle, incomplete. Was that Brewer or was that
Alex
Ward there on the coverage, looking for his second interception of the night?
Nice and scrappy play. He went off to a little vertical hoppage.
So that'll bring up fourth down.
Here's Connor back. I know that kid itching to get a punt return this year.
Another late substitution for Cortez. Dozel, the punter.
Remind everybody about our favorite time of the game.
There's the snap. And this one's a high end over end kick. Workman fields it at the 45, brings it to the near side. And Delta's moving right to left, tries to get around the corner. There is a flag.
Yeah.
A hold against Delta.
Yeah, got Brewski back there in close to where Connor caught the punt. Three flags. Looks like everybody agreed on that.
So what would have been field position on Cortez's side of midfield will now not be.
Second string coming in, my man.
Take a look. Go for the half front. Concession.
Does look like some of the second teamers in there. They're actually going to call block on the back on the Panthers, and now Delta will have it on their own 40. Like Landon Horn coming in at quarterback. He got some solid playing time last week as well.
Oh, that's great.
So two wide to the right. Horn takes the snap, gives to the back, and this one's blown dead. Going to be a false start
and blown up. Cortez kid went ahead with the hit there.
Number 22, Giovanni Romero, hitting the ball.
Gio got that big run there against Pagosa that Saturday that we were calling games. I think that's what it was. Reeled off about a 70-yarder.
So it'll be first and 15 for Delta on their own 35-yard line. They'll come to the line. Looks like they're going to be one by one, a couple of wings, a fullback up there, and going to be a give to Gio again. And he'll gain, it looks like, 3 yards. It'll be second and 12. Clock runs, 7:45 left in the game. Delta leads 42-0. Looks like Lance Porter's into the game. Looks like Brett Leo will check in as well.
Lejo's got some speed. They get him the football.
Mauricio Blanco's in the game.
Good kid.
Trips right.
Joey Kurtz. Joey Kurtz.
The pitch.
Quick pitch to Gio.
He looks for a seam on that right side, and like he'll have a gain of a couple, and it'll be third and 10. So it looks like Shea Heim out on the field.
Damian Gallego shuttling the play in. We got Joey Kurtz coming close to us here.
So Delta will line up two wide to the left, one to the right. There's a wing on the right side, and Horn gives it to Romero up the middle, and no gain. And it'll be fourth down. Here comes the punt team. You know, I talked to, as you know, Coach, defensive coordinator,
Jesse Kendig.
Thank you. In the pregame today, and then we talked about these young kids. It wasn't in the interview, but he and I had talked about these younger kids, the second, third teamers, you know, the sophomores, the freshmen,
right,
getting some playing time, which helps their development. It helps them get, you know, some stuff on film for them to look at of themselves. And help
Ooh,
him develop
nice
as a player.
Absolutely, Mark.
Great punt by Olivas.
And they're going to have an illegal block. Block in the back on Cortez, I believe. Absolutely. When you start thinking about a team getting ready to go into the postseason and you got all these young kids starting to get some reps and some experience, they get a taste for it. That makes a kid want to go to camp in the summer, get in the weight room. It, once you get a program like that, it makes people want to drive. You hope. It makes them want to repeat that. I guarantee a coach always feels that way, but the kids, if they get to feeling like that, then you have a pretty strong culture, and that's what you got to look for.
Angel Romero out there on defense, as is Clayton Cryer.
Also in now on defense.
And looks like Davian Lopez will be in on defense. As the official's just now marking off the penalty.
Under 5 minutes left.
Giovanni Romero will come in on defense as well. Blattner to, is that, I don't think that's Reed on the left side. A big hit along the sideline by Delta. Ball carrier on that one was
Leho
for Thompson.
Leho and Kyle Kincaid. Oh, they gave Dami Montgomery some credit as well.
A violent hit on the sideline.
I think Dominic's trying to straighten his helmet out.
Cortez, too wide to the left, one to the right, back to the left of Blattner. It's the pitch to Thompson. Takes it to the left side. Wrapped up in the backfield, but the Thompson able to break the tackle, brings it back to the near side, tries to break another tackle, cannot get away from Braden Sprout, and a tackle for loss for Braden.
Nice play there. Went clear to the opposite sideline here, and he got hit pretty hard, but he kept his feet.
That reverse field has been the longest run, 2 yard loss I've seen in a while.
Yes, that was a Kenny Stabler run.
Two wide to the left, one to the right, back to the right of Blattner. 3:36 left in the game. He'll take the snap, look left, pass in the flat to his receiver. And he'll be run out of bounds after a gain of, it'll be about 10 yards. Jordan Frazier there to force him out of bounds.
Clayton Cryer also in on the play.
It'll be second down. Make it third down and four.
Got Landon Horn coming in, getting a little time at corner. Cryer's coming off the field.
Two wide to the left, one to the right. Blattner in the gun with the back to his right. There's the snap. Pass in the flat to his right receiver on the left side. Complete. And he breaks the tackle. Cortez will have a nice gain. It's a Modern Appliance Company first down.
Nathan Brewer is in on the defensive line now as well, number 50.
The younger brother of Gavin.
Correct. Nice game by the Panthers tonight, 42-0. Clock's running inside 2:20 here.
Yeah, you know, I think this, of all the games they've played, this may have been the biggest statement game, not to leave any doubt in anyone's mind how good Delta is when it comes to the seeding for the playoffs.
Well, you've seen them all, Mark, so that means something. I think it's always a statement when you beat Palisade. That's just one that's just kind of circled for me, but. Oh, nice pick.
That was number 21, Angel Romero.
Angel of the morning. Just call him Angel.
Coming up in a good, solid open field tackle on the Cortez receiver. Good heads up, kept his head up.
Yeah.
You know, went to the one side, didn't lead with his head. Great tackle.
Well, that's a senior getting to play here with the younger kids. He's wanted to fly around and make some plays. He doesn't always get to eat from the King's table.
And we're going to have a timeout by Cortez with a minute 28 left in the game. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Football on Audio Sports Online.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are 9 Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at 9storiescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at 9 Stories Creative. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Mark Canner, Vaughn Mitchell, back with you here at Panther Stadium in Delta. And Queens, we will rock you, bring over the PA system, and I think that's exactly what Delta's done here tonight.
I would agree, Mark. Plus, I think that was people just trying to warm up.
It could be. It could be. Real quick, I want to wish the best of luck to John Dexter, Shayla Curtis, and Paige Kaymeyer tomorrow running at Cross Country State on the other side of the hill. So good luck to them as Blackmer. Five-step drop, looks left, going deep, and it's going to be an interception by Delta. And
Landon Horn.
Horn will be tackled from behind, but that should be the nail in the coffin as the clock will run just north of 60 seconds here. I think that's the fourth interception Delta has had here tonight.
Playing the passing lanes, holding the Cortez Panthers scoreless. We're under a minute now, 42 to nothing.
Martin Lamas into the game now for Delta. Jesse Delgado also making his way onto the field. 45 seconds left here for the Panthers. I'm sure this will be the last play of the game. Delta comes to the line. They'll line up two wide to the left, one to the right, and Horn will just take a knee and run out this clock.
That's it.
Delta has completed a feat that they have not done, if ever, maybe it's definitely in quite some time, it could be ever, they have an undefeated regular season. As Delta is 9-0 on the season, they win themselves a league title, solidified their spot in the playoffs as what I would imagine as the number two seed here. 42-0, Delta with the victory. We'll take a break, come back with the post game. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Greg and Christy Stratman with Stratman Real Estate have been selling Delta County real estate for a combined 43 years and have led Delta County in residential sales for the last 10 consecutive years. Greg and Christy provide top-notch professional services and would be happy to help you navigate the real estate process. Give Stratman Real Estate a call at 970-234-4734. Again, that's 970-234-GREG. Stratman Real Estate, your local real estate experts. You need help to relax, or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower Room help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacey believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower Room.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, steamy cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Ron, I can't think of a better way for the Panthers to finish off their regular season here, a 42-0 victory over Cortez.
Right on, Mark. And it was just a great game. I mean, the stats are just fat. They're full of good stuff. Check this out. Tyreek, 11 out of 12 for 206 yards and a touchdown. I mean,
that is his best game of the season by far. And, you know, obviously not a large sample size.
Right.
But 200 yards by a high school quarterback who's only a sophomore.
Right. Esai over 100 yards rushing, and he had that before we were about 4 minutes into the second quarter. Connor banged around. He scored twice. Landon Clay got in the end zone twice. Had four interceptions from the defense. I mean, there's just a lot of good stuff to say. Wow.
This defense, you know, I don't think there's much bad you can say about this defense. There isn't much bad you can say about the offense either. This team is solid, you know, and I can't imagine them not going deep into the playoffs. Speaking of which, state playoff brackets come out on Sunday, so check your normal places for that online, wherever you want to do that. I'm sure, you know, the CHASA website would be a good place for that. I'm sure that information is going to be all over the place. So, of course, I'm going to have coverage of those games. If there's home games, which I'm sure there will be, probably starting next week, Vaughn Mitchell will be on the call.
I'll plan on seeing you, Mark.
And so we'll have that, my broadcast schedule on Facebook. The normal spots, you know, you'll be well informed, I'm sure. So, once again, the final score from Delta is Delta 42, Cortez nothing for Vaughn Mitchell. I'm Mark Canner, and thanks for listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online. Have a good night, folks.